Yo, yo, people, welcome back to the Route 401 show. My name's Ali.
My name's Riam.
And my name's Alim.
And this is the show where we bring you this week's hot news, the weird and wonderful, and everything else you may have missed. How's it been, boys?
Sniffles, sickness.
It's in the air.
Yeah, it's the world.
English, it's just you two.
Yeah, no, not just
no, I've jinxed it.
What do you say about 10 minutes ago? I'm getting a migraine, bro.
Next week, I'm not here.
No, you know what it is? I think a lot of people, the weather change, stuff like that, it's getting to us.
We got hoodwink, bruv.
It's not the vid.
Not the vid, but it's worse, bruv. Spring's not here. Someone stole spring.
Bro, it's March. What, mid-March now, and we're seeing snow. Why is there snow in March?
And it's not even snow that settles, bro. So it's not even that nice.
No, you know it was. remember the time we had the snow in January or February?
Yeah.
And everyone else, for some reason, didn't get it like we had it in London.
It's the reverse now, isn't it?
The reverse. You know, usually London's the one that get the mushy and and the sleet.
Yeah.
But this time, we actually get the usual London snow.
So do you think they've actually got a London weather machine? It would make sense. Headquarters is here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know where the headquarters are.
No, as in for like the weather machine. Have you not heard that conspiracy?
It's not a machine, it's planes.
1 minute in, and we're into conspiracy.
Yeah, there's a company that sprays stuff in the sky with planes. It sounds mad. But it's true though. I forgot what they're called. They have a name.
Was this a Simpsons episode as well?
Simpsons have done an episode. Of course they have done an episode.
1 minute, which means it's true. We're already talking about conspiracies. Let's save it.
If it's on Simpsons,
it's the weird, wonderful baby.
This is the weird, wonderful.
It's a bit weird, though, isn't it?
This guy went plain.
Yo, I'm talking into the future right now. Thank you for 450 subscribers. I think we're on 449 as we record.
Sheesh.
So we're just pretending that by the time we upload this.
No, unless there was a subscriber just before I got in. Yeah.
So you know what to do. Subscription.
You know what's mad? Our Instagram. Don't hate. Our Instagram's on 450. Our YouTube's on 449. So maybe it's a little battle. Because usually the YouTube is much higher than the Instagram.
I think the YouTube's going to get higher than Instagram.
Inshallah. So lads, did you guys see a certain someone in the NBA has been suspended for multiple games?
Mr. Gra.
hang. Yeah. Ja Morant has been, I'm not even going to say caught. He's self-snitched himself.
Yeah.
He's been on Instagram Live in a
you
nightclub.
Caught in 4K
And put his Glock, you know, whatever gun it is, on the show.
Why did he do it though?
Because he's Ja Morant. He can't live. The guy can earn $1 billion and still want to go back to the hood.
He's got a really good NBA contract as well. And he's still got that.
But you know what I hear? No, but you know what I hear?
Bro, he's got a max contract.
No, but people are saying he was never about that life anyway. No, he wasn't. He's just suddenly become like this.
He's got good parents, good education. But like for some reason, he still wants to like go back to his roots. You know how people say like we break out the hood and you never go back?
Yeah. He's trying to make it look like he came out of some mad
trouble. He's trying to go back.
He's breaking into the hood, bro.
Yeah. He's
in the reverse.
But like, I'm confused, bro. Right? Ja Morant, one of the biggest new stars of the NBA, right? He's got his own signature shoe now with Nike.
Which is huge, right after they dropped Kyrie?
Yeah, obviously.
They dropped Kyrie and they picked up Ja.
And it's just
how
like,
old is he?
Very young.
Young, bro. As in our age.
Because I feel like that's that phase that when, you know, when a celebrity gets big money, they always go through that phase. Do you remember when Justin Bieber was a bad man?
No, but this is him being an idiot, bro. He's doing shit that can suspend
him.
Didn't
he piss in a bucket for no reason? Like
probably, but
bro,
for an NBA player, this is shit, or an NFL player even, this is the shit that gets you suspended. And I can't lie, last year in the league, like in the
NFL,
he's
a superstar, bro.
The Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, had a cornerback, did something similar. He went on Instagram Live with a pistol. He was allegedly just basically sending like for some rivals or something. Bro, the next week they cut him. He was a rookie. He just signed for the Raiders.
But the thing is, Ja Morant, I think what it is, he's global now. Yeah, what he does on the court, his dunks, his energy, he's like a thing where his one arm's bigger than the other, so that's why he can dunk so crazy with his left arm or something like this. And I think he's just become this global guy.
He's got to his head, isn't
it? He's just, like Alim said, sometimes money gets into his head, but I think this guy, I think it's just...
You know, but I don't think he's
that big,
got
to his head.
I think he's big in America.
Hmm? What?
But I don't... Ja Morant.
No, Ja Morant's big in the NBA. Like,
yeah, in the NBA
basketball,
and America,
you know basketball.
He's not, I don't think he's global. He's global now.
Yeah, but NBA has fans all over.
Bro,
he's not no Kobe. He's not no
Kobe. No, no one's comparing him to that, though.
But
I'd say those guys are global.
By the time his career ends, you'll know who he is.
If we get to that stage, I feel like we're knowing him more now because of his crazy antics off the court than on the court.
And the Grizzlies team, they're a weird,
Memphis,
a weird
baby.
Team, bro. They've not even won any chip. They've not even got to any finals, but they talk a lot.
I feel like there is always that one NBA player that's a little bit weird, though, isn't it? But they've just never.
Bro, this ain't weird. This is stupid, in my opinion.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman.
Everyone wants to be Dennis Rodman. Yeah, everyone wants to be Dennis Rodman of their team.
Yeah, but Dennis Rodman, at least he was goofy and partying, and so at least his harmfulness wasn't like shit that could impact the team to an extent. This, if he gets cut or if he gets a 50-game ban, he screws over his team, bro, his fan base.
He didn't give a shit, bro.
He don't care.
Dennis Rodman literally left during the season to go flipping Vegas and party.
Did you hear they're looking to make a Dennis Rodman movie? And the person that's going to be playing him,
Dennis Rodman.
No, it's Kang. What's his name? Jonathan Majors. Jonathan Majors.
The brother that's just in Creed, isn't it?
He was in Creed. Yeah. He's Kang, and he's a really good actor. And I reckon if he pulls off Dennis Rodman really good, I think this could be an Oscar-worthy performance, because like Dennis Rodman's had a crazy life, bro. Crazy life. And an actor like that. Have you guys seen Creed, by the way?
No,
not yet.
His performance in Creed, insane. Ant-Man, he was really good as well.
I haven't seen Ant-Man, don't
spoil. Because obviously he plays Kang in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I think he's mad. He's getting like this mad breakthrough now at such an old age.
Conspiracy? It's holy soul.
Hollywood don't want to see certain group of people winning.
But, you know, like, things about Dennis Rodman, I think a lot of people, unless you've not watched the Michael Jordan documentary, a lot of people don't know who he is. If you're not from that era.
I think he's the only man that publicly did a podcast and said he broke his dick 3 times.
Bro, the guy was best friends with King Jong-un. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, true say.
Guy literally was...
That's not even the half of it. That's the craziest thing about it.
Literally. Crazy, bro.
crazy.
Doing a what?
Crazy.
What did he break his dick doing?
Trying to jump inside a girl.
I remember that.
An interview. He's like, yeah, so she was on the bed.
Where did he jump from?
Bro, like, I don't know if he thought, let me dunk.
Yeah,
he was like, he ran across.
That's some WWE move, like.
Try flying, I don't know.
Is that called the
Superman?
The frog splash.
God damn. Anyway, going from one sport to another. Yeah. We won't go into the footy just yet.
Yo.
We're going to jump into LM Sport, as we always. I feel like we always talk about boxing nowadays.
I thought it was going to be cricket.
Yeah, cricket. Why
is that one?
Get the Indian fans back on. Get the Pakistani fans back on.
Exactly.
We had a lot of Pakistani fans and Afghanistan.
Pakistani.
Yeah, Afghans coming along and watched us. So thank you very much for listening.
Oh yeah.
And subscribing. We got to big them up. And the Turks. Can't forget about the Turks. But the big news, guys. It's finally happening. Tank versus Ryan Garcia. Finally, boxing is actually boxing. And it's not.
No, I don't.
Nah. It's a cat fight. It's literally a cat fight.
I don't mean it in like boxer versus boxer. I mean like boxing is finally having a fight that is fans boxing won. Worthy.
Oh, okay.
Like no.
You never wanted Garcia versus Tank?
Not really, because Tank's going to win it easily.
Yeah, because I want to see him smash.
It's a fight for the fans, but. Yeah. I think what you're trying to say is when the best fight the best. Ryan Tank is a part of the best.
No, I think
Garcia is nowhere near the best.
But it's a fight for the fans
in contention of a great fight.
Like, bro, we want this fight. I wanted
sometimes
this
it's
fight.
A miss. I think this fight is a complete mismatch.
But I want this fight to happen. You know what I mean?
No, but people want this fight to happen because of the hype. Like, it's the trash talking. That's why it creates the hype. Not because of this person's ability and that person's ability. In terms of ability, everyone would say Fury versus Usyk.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a fight for the fans and for boxing.
They can't bloody sort
Garcia versus Tank. I don't think Garcia's earned it, but he has earned it through the hype around, because he knows how to promote himself. He's got a very good PR team. He blew it on Instagram. I think without Instagram, is Garcia even really going to be that big? Probably not.
But do you think there's no doubt, or like no slimmer of a hope?
There is no doubt
that Garcia
lands
one of his quick left hooks.
There is you know why they call him Tank, bro? He's a fucking tank, bro.
Eats that shit for breakfast.
I reckon
we're gonna click that.
Bro, I reckon Garcia will actually land his left hook on Tank. And Tank's just going to walk through it.
He's going to do a triple G type thing.
Like, boom. Like, yeah. Okay. You know when triple G took the overhand right from Canelo and just carried on?
Bro, he shook off like...
You know, I think Canelo looked at him like, fuck it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, fuck. But no, but bro...
probably hurt his own hand.
Yeah, for real. Granite, like, you punched him like... no, but like, for real though, you don't have no little... Could
absolutely
be,
no way.
You know, you could sneeze 3 times before the fight.
No. I reckon Garcia will win the first couple rounds,
yeah.
But that's only because Tank is notoriously known for starting fights slow, as many great fighters are, like Lomachenko and Usyk. They're known for losing the first couple rounds, because they're very smart boxers. They like trying to figure it out. They see the patterns. It's almost like, that's why they say when you're fighting Lomachenko, you're entering the Matrix. Because everything you're doing, it's like he's just analysing you. Same with Tank. When he comes in, you'll see him, he's getting hurt. He's taking blocks. He's taking a few on the chin. He's just going to keep coming forward. By about round 3 or 4, you see him land one punch and you're like, oh.
He's got it.
That's a good, that's a hard punch. Round 5 comes in. Now he's landed 2 punches. Round 6 comes in. And it's just completely in control.
Combos.
I can't lie. I do back down. I do see that idea because Ryan Garcia has been known as an Instagram boxer. And I say that in quotes because who knows, bro.
He is a talented, but again, I feel like he's been thrown into the deep end too quickly because of how famous he is and because of how much money is involved in his name now.
Do you think it proves it by him getting knocked down by Campbell?
The fact that he got knocked down by Campbell is a bit...
Do you think if that punch lands from Tank, he's not getting up? Not getting back up, no.
Oof. I don't think he's even awake.
Shit.
Damn.
I think he's asleep. If Tank lands one of those, like Campbell, on, did, Ellie, he's asleep.
He's a
slumber.
But if we go off that
one
type
sec,
of boxing...
Though, before we get there, those are high words you said there, so we will definitely clip that. As well as, I hope that action, we see that in the ring, because... Bruv, it was like a cat fight in their little press conference, man. You wearing heels, man.
You got a purse.
You're on a purse.
You're wearing heels, man.
Hey, with the press conference, I give it to Garcia. I think he had a better of it.
Yeah.
But like you said.
Man, shut up. You came with a purse yesterday, man.
Sorry, but like you said, it's the hype.
Yeah.
He brings the hype. Yeah, Tank brings the boxing.
Yeah.
You know? Like low key, a bit behind the stage, they're probably like... Nah.
They know, they're like, yo, we're getting this bread.
You know, that's what I feel like. I feel like a lot of pro boxers, I think, behind the scenes. You know, like,
yeah, because what do they always
like
say?
UFC,
just for the promotion.
UFC, I bet, like, McGregor fights, a lot of McGregor fights, they'll be behind the stage, like, good one.
The only one that didn't work was him and Khabib.
Yeah.
He, in the ring, he's like, it's just business, my ass.
Khabib was like, we talk now. Like, why
let's talk. Talk.
Where they're talking now, huh?
No. You see, Hasbulla.
That was kind of a zesty Khabib.
Hasbulla's in Vegas currently, bro. Yeah, he's living out. He's with the Nelk boys.
Dana White's treating him like he's a 2-year-old.
He is, bro.
You've seen it? He's got all the shoes lined up. He's like, you like them, yeah?
Bro, yeah.
Bro, you know he's like
he
20
scared.
Years old now.
Oh, no. Have you seen the one with the puppies?
He's so scared of puppies.
Oh, I saw Pete.
It was that time.
I felt bad for him.
It's just
he's a cat. He's a cat guy.
I know.
He's a cat guy.
Other thing that killed me as well is he went to a shooting range in Vegas as well, and he had a 50 cal Desert Eagle, brother. It was bigger than his head. He had a pistol, and he's like,
bro, the pistol
it's like a little
L.
kid, like it was like an L, bro.
A gun that
bro,
size,
and then
bro.
They got him like a sniper, and I swear to God, they put the sniper. This was me, bro. They stood the sniper up like that, and it was totally tall, and it was about the same height as him, bro.
He's that's like us being near a cannon.
Aspel is a G, you know.
He is, man.
Like you know when you talk about living your life. He is absolutely captivated living
the epitome
your life
of because, what it means
because he it's impossible for him to have like in you know the world of a real job, you know, he can't have that because of his height and his you know,
whatever conditions he's conditioned. Got, yeah.
So he is literally living his life, flying first class, flying out everywhere. He will have connections everywhere. Dana White giving him all the trainers he wants.
Have you seen him whipping? I think that's
him whipping. I don't know how he does it, bro.
Bro, he just sits on the lap of a guy. The guy controls
bro,
the.
Bro, have you seen him driving
brakes.
By himself?
No. But then he just starts ragging it. Bro, he's like, he trusts it. I'm like, how in sync
he fully
is
rags
he?
It, yeah.
And the other guy is like,
I love his voice. Bro. He's like,
it's the cheeky laugh.
Have you seen him?
He
actually drives by himself when it's a small car. He like sits.
It's got like boost
the
pedals.
He can just about see it.
Like. It's like this. Bro, if there's a cat or something, done.
Bro, if you're with Hasbulla in Russia, you're safe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a get out of jail free card. Oh, Hasbulla friend.
Yeah.
I want to go to Dagestan. I feel like I need to go into one of their training
camps. After the note was the entry, man, they go there 2 hours. Like, imagine us with British passports. You MI5?
No, but Dagestan, they didn't land in Dagestan, did they? They had to drive like 8 hours.
Yeah, you got.
I was about to say in Dagestan.
No, but still, there is. You do go past a checkpoint.
I was going to say they're going to see you're like, you're Muslims. So it'll probably be better than them. But then true. I realized you're not landing in Dagestan. You're landing somewhere elsewhere. Far away.
No, not even that, bro. And then your citizenship. You being British, you could work for a foreign agency. Yeah. They're like, you're US.
I think, I think USA and them are a bit more.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? I was going to actually talk about this. One thing, it was crazy when I read this. Obviously, Russia have their links with China, right?
Yeah, they might link up, bro.
So have you heard about China today? I don't know if it was today, but this week. So their Chinese president has been elected the third term of him being president, right? and he won by a winning vote of guess how many votes to how many votes?
He had like one opposition and they got one vote in it.
2,952 votes to zero.
So everyone's
he won by unanimous decision. No split decision out here, unanimous. Bro.
Bro, you know what it is? I want to start now.
But so it's
took,
rigged.
Bro, he took a leaf out of Kim Jong-un's book. He's like, I guess nobody else is going to be running. Brother,
he said anyone votes for... Cause
he's like, fine, no, I'll do
no,
it.
No one is... Like, if you know he's going to win, right? Mm. No one's going to vote on the opposite side knowing that they're not going to win. Their vote's not going to count.
That's so dumb.
Let's say he wins 2,900 to 40. No, I think he'll just get rid of the 40.
I think it's rigged, surely.
100%, bro.
But guess what? In 2018, when he won... As
Trump said, stop the count!
Yeah.
But as in 2018 when he won unanimously again, the same year, presidential term limits were abolished. So
surprise.
He's going to be in there for his whole life.
Yeah.
So yeah, get ready to see China just keep being China for the next... But how many years?
China just being well, China.
I wouldn't expect him to be fucking Japanese next week.
No, but like, over the last 15 years, China has become the new powerhouse in the economy. And since he has, you know, I think his name's Xi. It's like XI. I don't know how they pronounce XI. Xi Jinping, I think his name is.
Xi, if it's, I'd imagine it's Xi if it's XHI, right?
It's just
we're
XI.
Probably butchering this so bad. So
no, so please tell us, yeah. But imagine that happening in the UK. Like, you don't.
Oh my God, Rishi Sunak wins again. Here we go again.
I mean, it technically is. They just make it look more legit.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah. I mean, the only other equivalent is America, right? Because they have their 4 years, and then you can elect again.
Actually, then again,
but it's a maximum of 2 years. To be fair,
but then imagine they abolished it, and it was just Trump.
In this country, it probably is real. As much as I think it's because of the communities we come from. To us, it looks like, yo, how could that be? Like, after the Tories fuck up so many times, how are they still on top? But really and truly, majority of the country does end up voting for the Tories. We just don't live
we're
in those
small
ends.
Minority, yeah, yeah. The whole like, pool of voters.
So, the new, what's it called, about immigration? What's the name?
Suella Braverman.
Braverman.
Dickhead. That's
and
what you are.
They're basically not providing asylum for immigrants.
I wanted
why are you nodding at me? Because have you got it?
No,
have
no, no. I like the
transition.
I was hoping you would do it. Like, that was class. Yeah, man.
No, but the reason why I bring this up is because Gary Lineker
Gaza.
Has taken a lot of stick.
A lot of shit.
A lot of trouble.
For bringing, wait, was it again? Politics in football? Haven't we seen this before?
No, it's not even politics in football.
Wait, no. Haven't we seen this before? A few months ago, a notorious World Cup monologue. But now he's expressing his opinions on Twitter. It's a problem.
Because it was against certain type of people.
I wonder why.
Obviously, he hasn't said anything wrong. Absolutely. And you know what? You know what's mad? Have you seen the video of him coming out the next day, going into his car, and he just got a huge smile on his face?
Yeah, Gary Lineker, he just
but you know
tweets
why that's smart? Because they can't get a picture of him, like,
miserable.
Upset or miserable.
They'll probably
as
find
if,
an old picture.
As if he's done something wrong. And they ask him, do you regret your tweets? And he's like, no, of course not. And he just gets in the car and he just drives off.
You know
like,
what's mad as well? It's the fact she replied to the thread, bro. When did MPs get to the point where they respond to threads? She like, what? Or she said something to ITV in response to
you
the
know
tweet
why?
Where she was like, how irresponsible. It's as if she's shifting the blame off her policy and being like, you irresponsible
but
man.
But it's crazy how...
Why are you tweeting it?
Gary Lineker's tweet is bigger than the actual flipping news, bro.
Brother.
Like, why were you focusing on Gary Lineker?
Why do you think, bro?
But hear this. Even Carl Froch spoke out against it. Like, bro, are you stupid, bro? Everyone's just exposing themselves.
Carl Froch just wants to
not
be...
Not really. You heard the BBC's reasoning for all them going after Gary as well. It's like, oh, BBC pundits, news pundits are meant to be impartial. He's not a news pundit. He's a sports...
Presenter.
So people were saying they would understand if he was a news reporter and he tweeted that. It's like, oh, you're not being impartial as a journalist. No, he's a sports pundit. Who's giving his opinion on a stupid policy.
Brother, this is the perfect tweet. Look how much the BBC tried to cover up for Jimmy Savile, but sacked Gary Lineker for a tweet, correctly, criticising the Tory government. Right-wing media bias is crazy right now. It really is a fascist UK.
Wait, hold up. Did they fully sack him? I thought he's just missing match
they've,
of the day.
They've
suspended him.
Suspended
for a
little
bit, yeah. Pending investigation.
And then obviously now Ian Wright, Alan Shearer.
Have you heard about Ian Wright?
Yeah, they
they're all saying we're not going to you know, back
in. No, it's good, but you know what's mad, boys? This ain't the first time BBC fucked up. And I was looking in the thread and I saw Jeremy Clarkson on the TV. Look, they got rid of the OG Top Gear. They fucked that over. Mm. Now they're fucking over Match of the Day. So BBC, man, give yourself a big pat on the back.
For fucking, like, you're just basically telling us exactly what we believe in, and that the media is controlled by the government. And you're just proving it to us every single day. But the thing is, we can't do anything about it. We always talk about Matrix and all this. No, we can't do anything about it. Like, let's be real.
It's the, they're gonna keep, what do you call it, man? The hypocrisy. Yeah, it's the hypocrisy that is mad to people, because the Qatar World Cup, mysteriously, we missed out the, was it the national anthem or the beautiful openings? It was the opening ceremony.
And it was just BBC as well.
And we just hear a monologue. And they told Gary Lineker to do that. And Gary Lineker, bare stick. Fair enough. Now he's, at least I rate him for sticking by, like, whatever, his beliefs, like, and, his beliefs and whatever. So cool, he stood up against Qatar because he didn't like it, in his opinion, and then boom, he did the same thing to Suella Braverman's policy. But one of them's like, yo, you ain't being impartial, bro. What happened to impartiality
when he did it against Qatar?
Oh, you don't actually think about it,
like, that is so mad. It's like, hey, give your opinion, you're a vessel.
No, but that's why I rate Ian Wright and Alan Shearer stepping out, because they didn't have to do that, bro. That's their job.
Yeah,
and they've and stepped they down on their own
job.
Word
love that
and
job.
Now And now, hopefully, other people can do the same.
I actually find it mad that during the World Cup, we actually saw what we saw. Like, you know, when you actually, like, really think about it right now.
It's open racism.
They actually, like, wanted to discredit what Qatar was doing so much. So much. Even Iran. Iran are playing the game. They're talking about stuff that's going on in Iran. What's that got to do with any... What about the stuff that's going on in our country? You know, you've got a government that are sending people that want to immigrate to the country because they're in war-torn countries. Yeah. And then you're sending them off to Rwanda if they don't fit the requirements.
Yeah.
But you're accepting Ukrainians to come in when you're...
It's
one rule for one, another for another. And it's like, no, we're right. We have to speak about this atrocity. No, be impartial now. It's like, which side are you on? Like,
the next World Cup's going to go be posted in North America. We know they're not, let's be real, they're not going to. There's gonna be a montage of how great a North America.
Every football game is gonna get a pre-game, like,
oh, pre-game show. It's gonna have halftime shows.
You're gonna see, like, you know, loads of people tailgating, like, yeah, let's have a barbecue outside the field.
I actually hope the Middle East countries, you know, like being sports, all this, I hope they do what they've done for Qatar then. Imagine.
I'm glad you brought up Arab commentators, because we can all big them up and rate them. Oh. But please, round of applause for our Arab football commentators.
Arsenal.
Goal.
Reece Nelson.
No, but what did he say about the goal?
He's saying, like, Arsenal fans, don't worry, you're 2-0 down, but you're gonna come back. Arsenal fans, relax.
No, but it's after the goal when football is beautiful.
Is that when Ben White scored the first one? Not Ben White. Ben White scored the second.
When Partey scored,
he was like, Bournemouth shouldn't have scored the second goal. Trust me, Arsenal fans.
They are coming back.
And then Ben White scores. And he's like, football is beautiful.
And then can we just talk about that Reece Nelson goal, though?
You know what? That goal, to do
was
that.
Was that the top net one?
Yeah. To do that on your weak foot in the 97th minute, when the whole stadium.
And it's a half volley.
When the whole stadium's going,
you hear this, everyone, as soon as he gets the ball on his chest, and the whole crowd and he shoots, and then that silence and it goes in, and the eruption, you know when it's mad when the camera shakes, you know how big the eruption is.
No. And the camera shakes. When the camera didn't know where to go, the camera's on Saliba on the corner flag.
No, the players didn't know where to go, the managers didn't know where to, even you see Arteta running back when the goal goes in. Arteta runs forward, he runs backwards, and he, like,
bro,
and
did
you
see everyone in
the
kid? Background
no one yeah, he sees the kid. I've seen the kid.
What fucking kid is this, bro?
A random kid. No, you know what's funny, a random kid has run on, and Arteta fully dapped him up, and he's about to walk away, and then he realizes, he turns around, hang on, where's
our fucking mom?
And he takes him to security and gives him away. And then afterwards, in the interview, he said, everyone was running around, no one knew where to go. And then I saw this kid next to me, and I had to hand him into security. I was like, that's
bro, whenever I see an Arteta quote now, I can't not read it without doing his accent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's four gingo out there, and four gingo. That turned into a bit of a
These type of goals are league defining goals. If we win the league, it will be that goal that we're gonna remember.
You remember United. You remember Nketiah's goal. You remember
Aston Villa.
You remember Saka's penalty.
Jorginho.
You remember Saka's penalty against Liverpool in the ninth, in the last minutes. You remember that. You remember Jorginho.
No, but why, you know why this one was big? It's the fact that it was Reece Nelson. Because Reece, for those that don't know,
he's done it twice, though, right? He come off the bench at one point in the season at the start. I can't remember. And he bagged like a goal and assist. I think he's got like
For those that don't know, Saka is our star boy. But the original star boy is Reece Nelson. It's Reece Nelson.
It was him, Sancho, like Abraham, when they were academies. Yeah. It was like
everyone used to say that's their star boy, this is United star boy.
I remember there's the video of like
Reece Nelson. But our star boy was Reece Nelson. Mm. Obviously, he didn't get the big breakthrough, but Saka did. So then naturally, Arsenal fans just went, nah, Saka's the star boy. But then this year, Reece Nelson, it's like he's just come out of nowhere and he's like, that's the guy that we knew in the academy. This is the guy we wanted all along. And then he got injured. First game back after injury. As soon as he's come on, first of all, he got the assist for Ben White. As soon as he's come on, he's crossed it to Ben White. Ben White scores.
Yeah, I saw that one.
97th minute. And it's a half volley on his weak foot.
I want to know what you feel.
But like, you know what's mad? Everyone was celebrating and Reece is the only one going, calm, calm.
Games are finished.
Like, yo, don't try and do the humble shit, bro, when everyone's losing their mind.
No, you know, like,
how is he so calm? Everyone's
listening. You know, not even just football.
When I think about it, you know, I still get like my heart races, bro.
Like, bro, deep it. Imagine such a crazy being that guy, like, you know, basketball equivalent. You score, but it's
not a buzzer beater.
A buzzer beater in an important game.
To be fair, Steph Curry does it a lot. He does it a lot.
Yeah, but like, let's say it's
a 3-pointer as well, right?
Like, the feeling of just like everyone just screaming because of you and
like frozen
going home and you go, because you know the thing about football, like I can go do it on a Sunday, but then that's my moment done. These guys can just go on their phone, look at all the montages people make, all of the comment. You can go look at Arabic commentary. All them the compilations people make of it. You can go on YouTube, watch the highlights, and just keep reliving that moment.
True say.
And it must be you must get goosebumps every time you see it. Like whenever I watch videos of like Chelsea winning the Champions League, I get goosebumps every time I watch us win it. But imagine being that individual that does
part
that moment
of
brilliance.
The journey, yeah.
Bro, and he's young. It's not like he's an experienced guy, done it here and there. You know, Messi. If Messi goes bags a goal, a bad goal, he's done that 5 million times in his career. Messi,
that's the thing about sport, though, isn't it? Because there's certain things, like even with boxing, like when I watched Tony Bellew become world champion, and it's the fact that he got knocked down in the first round, but he didn't get knocked down, no. He rolled over.
And Eddie Hearn.
and then he goes back and he starts punching the guy up and he goes back to the corner and his corner tell him, don't rush, box. And he just ignores them. And he just goes and he starts boxing and he knocks the guy out cold.
That was in Goodison Park, right?
Yeah, and it's when the camera shakes and it's the eruption. And even Eddie Hearn, that iconic moment where Eddie Hearn comes and jumps on Tony Bellew's back.
It's like, get out of me. Bro, the other Arab commentator I wanted to mention was the other one where, you know where the camera pans to the fans in it that do weird shit? And like one of them was like topless and it was a geezer that was bare.
What does
the commentator go? Subhanallah.
No way, I ain't seen that.
Bro, it's just a guy topless like this, isn't it? And he goes, and it's a truck whistle.
you know them typical them typical Newcastle fans, their beer belly, they've got the tattoos. And it's like, SubhanAllah. Wait, we need to find this,
bro,
and get it on.
That clip there, that's the whole reason why, bro, the Arab commentators right up hit my head. I was like, bro, that shit cracks me up at least once a day.
You guys haven't seen Creed 3 yet. But obviously it's not new news because we already knew that in this is Ray, the first ever.
After the show, should we watch it? Catch up?
No, I have a meal, bro. I need to get on.
Damn, I got stood up, man.
This is the first film of the Rocky franchise. That was sad, I can't lie. That might be a TikTok as well.
Oh, they kind of see it. Oh,
no, he left it there
camera.
On purpose.
Look
he
at
left
his
it
camera.
He didn't want to come sit with me. No, man, I can't even see it.
But yeah, Creed 3. This is the first ever Rocky franchise film doesn't have Rocky in it.
Yeah,
Sylvester Stallone's not in this one. And Michael B. Jordan has been doing a lot of interviews saying, oh, this is the film where Creed gets his breakthrough and he's like, he's on his own feet now. I want it to be remembered for... It turns out that's not actually the reason.
He was part of the directing crew, wasn't he?
Michael B. Jordan is, but that's not the reason why Sylvester Stallone wants to be on it. It's because Erwin Winkler is involved And he's one of the producers along with Michael B. Jordan. But he stole all the rights from Sylvester Stallone. And not many people know that. And only Sylvester Stallone has just come out recently saying he's boycotting Creed 3. He goes, look, I've got nothing against Michael B. Jordan. If he wants me in Creed 4, I'll be in it as long as that guy is not... He doesn't even mention him by his name. He never says his name. He goes, as long as that guy is not involved,
damn,
I will do Creed 4. But I don't want to be anywhere near that guy because that guy stole from me. And he goes, it's not even about me getting the money because that's the reason why I want the rights. It's because Rocky was...
It's about morals.
Sylvester Stallone's breakthrough. He wrote Rocky when he was homeless. He wrote it. Big breakthrough, becomes an actor. And when he sent it to different directors, they wanted a different actor to play Rocky. Sylvester Stallone said, no, I want to play Rocky.
That's my character. I wrote him. I know his mindset, yeah.
Eventually, someone let him play Rocky, and now he's big sensation, one of the biggest actors in Hollywood. And then Erwin Winkler takes all the rights from him. And so Sly, he wanted to have it for his children. The reason why he wanted the rights was because when he passed away, that's what he wanted to leave with his children. Like, look, this is my legacy. This is what you guys will have from me when I'm gone. And it will carry on becoming this bigger franchise.
But how did he,
and
you how guys did will he be get the rights?
That's the thing that we don't know.
It
even
illegally.
Even Sly
like
doesn't really court, know.
No, court law.
Or he even saw something in the contract. Stuff, bro, he saw something in the contract.
Yeah, as well as... That's the annoying thing for creators, man. Like, if you don't have... I know it's difficult, especially when you're trying to make that breakthrough. Like, someone like Sylvester Stallone, you said he was homeless when he wrote this, right? So, in his predicament, he'll sign any... Not necessarily anything, but a deal that he feels is suitable, but someone could have ulterior motives, which clearly somebody did along the lines where this money, other guy was able to have the rights and ownership, which to us sounds fucking wrong, because it's like, how can you own someone else's like creation without that person? This doesn't exist, but that's the business world we live in.
The irony is, Sly wanted to keep it for his children. Erwin Winkler, the guy who took the rights off him, has given it to his children.
He went, kids, you ain't gonna have to work another day.
Well, actually, that's kind of a difference in another actor.
Which one?
Jackie Chan. I saw an article that said he isn't gonna give his kid any of his like $400 million wealth. He doesn't want it.
He's giving it all to charity.
He said he's not.
And
I've got mixed
No, but you're gonna have to work hard.
I've got mixed feelings to that because it's like, cool, I wouldn't. No, it just depends.
No, you can say it. Would you personally do it?
I personally would. I would give them my wealth because I wouldn't want your family to struggle.
Yeah.
But if he's successful in his own way, my kid, or her way, you know, then it's like, okay, if you've made millions your way, why do I need to give you my 400
million?
Yeah.
But at the same time, as a parent, wouldn't you want your child to succeed? And like, I want them to have the best education, best start in life. Like, you know what I mean?
I think that's where the money should go, to your children's
education. Shaquille O'Neal is the perfect one. He says, if you work and earn your money and I see that you've earned it, I will reward you with
whatever you want,
my wealth. Yeah. If you go and get your
bachelor's,
your degree, and you have a good mark, I'll get you a car.
Yeah.
No, but get you this. If Jackie Chan's son had an idea on like a business he wanted to start up, let's say, Jackie Chan's gonna be like, "No, go figure out how to do it yourself."
Yeah, that.
But the idea itself is part of the work, and it's like if you're gonna. He has the opportunity to help
just
him.
Just give
there.
Him the kickstart they need. Like,
not even that.
That's what you don't want. That's what you want your kids to be able to.
But
isn't that
why we work though?
Exactly, to give.
Like, maybe he works because he just loves acting, and money just comes with it naturally.
The world.
It's like some footballers be footballers because they just love football, and money just comes with it.
To be fair, Jackie Chan started off because of martial arts, wasn't it? Because his way of like, portraying
of
mixed martial arts. Because in the beginning of like, if anything. That is the reason why Jackie Chan gets casted because of his mixed martial arts skills.
Not even that as well. He's actually an amazing like director and a mind behind the camera as well. Like before, like Jackie Chan's like blockbuster films, like the style that they used to film kung fu things was very different to like how they did it when Jackie Chan started recording. He was like, no, I want it to be like this, and he would actually not. There wouldn't be a stunt double; it would be him doing the whole thing.
Rush Hour.
It would be like, yo, I'm gonna punch through this wall, and then have a camera on the other side, like,
Rush Hour is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. The whole logic he had all of that because Hollywood style of doing fights was like, probably like a different types of camera shots. You know what I mean?
Like the back of a person's head, because then you can't see who the
actual... To be fair, one person who also did a similar thing was Bruce Lee.
Okay.
Bruce Lee was heavily involved in writing, producing, shooting. And apparently he was so... He would film one scene about 1,000 times and everyone would be fed up. And he would just keep doing it until it's perfect.
Yeah, can't forget about the main one as well, Tom Cruise.
True.
He still does his own.
Have you seen the one where he rides the motorbike off the mountain?
That's amazing.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro, you know they had to get a computer to predict that the bike's going this many miles per hour, it's gonna fall there, lift him there, and then they get like the little harness behind him.
It has to be the perfect shot. The sky had to be, the weather had to be perfect.
Sky, where the bike lands, where he flies, so it looks like, yo, the bike's falling. Imagine, but he's like,
brother, they do the shot. Sorry, stop. It wasn't recording. Or the lens shot.
These times you've got, have you seen that advert of Michael Jordan where he's with his mom and she, and then his mom shoots a 3-pointer, and then she goes, I'm gonna teach her to do a slam dunk. It goes to the next scene. It's a black dude with a mustache and everything, and he does a slam dunk. Yeah. But then when he lands, it's his mom again, and then the camera pans to Michael Jordan. And he goes, "That's my mom." Basically, no, it isn't.
Bro, basically, MJ's stunt double was so poor. Like editing back then,
MJ's mom. Like it was his mom.
I know, it's his mum's stunt double.
It's a dude.
So they were
you're
like,
saying the quality back then.
No, bro, the editing skills back then was terrible. It's like MJ's mum, jump, take over other guy.
There was another clip.
Bro, they didn't even shave this off.
There was a clip circulating on social media of a guy. It was like a movie, American movie. You know, then it's not a Netflix movie, but you know that type where it's like very like bad. And the guy's going up for a layup, right? You know what a layup is, you're not going for a dunk. You're laying it against the thing. Suddenly, he's gone from a layup to the next shot. The guy's doing a flipping through the legs dunk. And it's like, everyone's trying to break it down like, bro.
He started here, but the hand went here.
But he didn't have no like power to get up. And his face changed as well. Like the hair, you can tell it's not the same guy. It's like them Netflix films, bro, are so... Not low budget, but they're so like, you look at them and you think, God.
Yeah. Who approved this shit?
Some Netflix stuff is good. Let's go on to something that I think we forgot about to talk about. Tag team boxing. It looked like it worked.
It was
entertaining.
It didn't completely work. There was
but
a few,
it was the first ever time they've done it.
For a first time, it was really good.
For a first time, it was very good. I think a lot of purists sort of saw the highlights of it, thought, you know what?
This ain't so bad at all.
If they find a way to really do the whole tag.
I think it was funny,
bro,
more than anything.
Pineda was giving body shots while they're tagging. The guys are like, bro,
no,
guys,
but rightly so.
No, it's because they weren't allowed, like, back. You're not allowed to tap someone. They have to look at you and do that.
Yeah. No, the rule was you have to raise your hand to get tagged.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
These lot, they're mid getting punched up. They're trying to tag. It's like, no, that's not when you tag.
But I don't know why they didn't box like usual. They were boxing because like they're not such boxers. A rush. No,
they're not boxers.
But that guy has boxed in a previous Misfits card, the Ice Poseidon.
Man, rewind that shit, watch it, bro.
But that he was more patient. I don't know why everything was so rushed. It was like
because
I need to
knock it out. Flustered the guy. That's it.
And then B Dave came in. Just
so I don't know. Like, why were they trying to tag? What? Just because they get flustered? You should. The only time you should tag is if you're tired or if
there's an opening to you.
If you're trying a certain technique or a certain game plan that's not going right, and you think, hold up, let me tag out. Not because you're getting your ass whooped in your mid corner.
When they both came in and it was like the crowd lifted up. It was like the last 15 seconds. It was perfect.
So if anything, the ref when the ref separated them for the other person to come in, he didn't have to do that. But I feel like the ref knew they're trying to tag right now.
It was clear.
I'd say the ref was pretty good.
I've got a what I think could happen here. And prediction. Tell your guys' thoughts after and see if you think this could happen as well. But obviously KSI, he is to fight Jake Paul at the end of the year. That's the main goal.
Just going
but
down, yeah.
I think because how tag team boxing has surprisingly worked, I could see him doing a spin-off tag team boxing after a Jake Paul fight, win or loss.
The Olatunjis versus
he'll jump back on a Misfits card later down the line and it'll be
the
like
prime team.
It'll be a prime team or it'll be him and Deji. Do you think that could happen? KSI's last boxing fight.
I think it's more likely to be prime team.
Prime makes more sense than the brothers fighting together.
I could see him win or loss against Jake Paul down the line. Instead of that Jake one being his last fight, done, dusted, I could see him doing a tag team one, because tag team boxing, if it keeps doing well, why would he not jump on the opportunity to be on the thing that his company literally made?
And bro, I agree with that. I think that could be a possibility, because KSI is done two fights in one night. What's to stop him doing a tag team too?
True. But if he was to do tag team, who would it be?
Brian Brothers.
Versus?
Beta Squad.
But like, what would
there's
make
no
sense?
Other drink really comparisons, bro. I don't think of like
it would make
Gatorade
sense to fight good singular fighters, if you know what I mean, like Salt Papi and someone. It would make sense. People want to see Salt Papi versus KSI in a one on one. That's why I think it would be Deji and KSI, because it's kind of like the duo of the brothers would be kind of fun.
One good one, okay.
But I think they like supporting each other more than fighting with
each other.
Because there's too much emotion involved when it's your own brother, isn't it?
Didn't you say didn't you say the Furies have got there's a Fury brother?
There's a lot of them, yeah.
Oh, you never know. Prime versus
Fury.
What?
Huey teams Tommy up with Tommy.
Versus
I could see Tommy jumping on something like that.
Nah, I can't.
If the bag's right.
Because Tommy says he wants to actually box. I could see him going, he's in the WBC rankings now. I could see him working his way up.
You think? Fair enough. And talking of influencer boxing, did you guys see the
Kingpin?
Yeah, taking the words out of my mouth. Kingpin.
Tourney.
The tourney, yeah. 8-man tourney, which is going to be a cool little event where the winners of that then goes into the semi-final, and then the semi-final goes to the final. I like it because it's going to be a live draw, so you don't know who you're fighting. And it's going to be like a champion.
Is there like rough estimates to weight class of what who can draw who, or it's just
all
that random
be, no, but they're all going to be within...
Rough same range.
Weight, it'll be like probably 5 pounds, 10 pounds.
Give or take your head, that makes sense.
But like, for example...
It's a smart move for Gibb.
Yeah, very, very smart.
Kingpin is his, right?
No.
Then whose is it?
Apparently Kingpin is backed... I don't know if it's true or not. It's backed by Middle Eastern investors. So they got money.
But who owns it?
Aren't they the people that renamed that flop of a McGroom
thingy? Not Social Gloves.
Social Gloves.
Apparently their bio's changed to... New event coming soon. But it's not Austin. Because I don't know if you saw Austin. Did you see Austin's video yesterday?
McBroom's in it.
Did you see Austin's video yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's in it. It's him saying he's going to be on Kingpin.
No, but have you seen the whole video?
No, I saw like a 2-minute clip.
Bro, you know, I don't know if it's bullshit or not, but he tested positive for COVID when he got to the hospital after Gibb knocked him out.
And Gibb hit him so hard he gave him COVID?
No, bro, he woke up.
You heard it here first.
You know, he woke up that he's got a hold of actual videos of him. Bro, he sneaked in a doctor to the stadium of the fight and had IV drip, literally had drugs been put into him secretly before the fight. And obviously Gibbs reacted to the video like in a funny way, like, he's getting, you know, peds. Yeah. Like literally he sneaked the IV from his doctor in, and he's got it all on camera. He was literally admitting on the thing, like, I felt shit. He was like,
you mean like a hydration drip?
Okay. No, I think it's pre-planned excuses.
No, bro. He's got that. He's actually, to be fair to Austin, if you see clips, you think, he's making bullshit up. He's actually got videos on the day. Changing room, his brother, while he's getting ready for his fight, you can hear Austin in the shower because he took a cold shower, started throwing up. You can hear him in the background while his brother's getting talking to by the commission. And he's like, literally you can hear him. And he's got clips of that. Him getting the IV in him while one of the fights is on. I'm thinking, huh?
Again, it's his own stupidity, though, isn't it?
But like he did. But basically, his thing was he didn't want to pull out the event on the because it's the day of the fight. Mm. He's at the stadium. He's in like a secret room in the stadium. Mm. He announced at the end he's going to be fighting in. He didn't say he's going to be on Kingpin. He said he's fighting in Europe
multiple
times.
But he made it obvious it's
going to be Kingpin.
He said I might have multiple fights coming up, including the rematch with Gibb.
Yeah, so imagine.
So where else? Is it the same week Gibb announced he's in an 8-man tournament?
I think you got Kenny, you got Gibb.
No, I don't think Kenny's in it.
Kenny was on the poster,
but I feel like
Jarvis is signed.
Jarvis.
That'd be a good one because he
beat the shit out of that TikToker.
He sparred Mayweather, remember? Mayweather put one on his Instagram.
Damn.
He got whooped.
But it's good experience.
Aimbot?
You got loads of good fighters, and it'll be interesting, man, because you don't know who you're fighting. I'm actually going to the thingy, you know, the live draw.
The event?
Yeah, it's not.
You didn't invite us. Nope.
No, it's
free anyway.
You had to just sign up. But the max was
you didn't tell us. You didn't tell us. First, you don't want to come cinema with us. Then he don't want to take us to live draws.
But I'll give you some. If I see anything, I'll let you know.
You better have a roof or one mic and be like, hey.
Yeah, like.
You need to do that. Was it IFL guy?
Yeah, IFL, the boxing visa.
Should we do that?
Bro. Honestly, I think that and a GoPro, like, in case the GoPro gets wet or some shit. Like, hey, guys, today I'm with the.
But yeah, they're doing a live draw this Sunday. So it depends. When do we think this episode's going to go out? Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
So the day of episode is when that draw is going to happen.
Sunday is a lot going on, bro.
But damn, I kind of like this because also Misfits are not going to monopolize the influence of boxing.
Good.
You kind of need that different.
But then there's a few like social.
Watch it become like real boxing.
Not like
this. No, watch it become like real boxing where you have a WBC belt and a WBA belt and a WBO and an IBF. Then now it's going to be Misfits. The Kingpin World Heavyweight Champion of the World. King or the Misfits King. World Heavyweight Champion. Yeah. Who's the world champion, bro? Yeah.
But to be honest, are we surprised though, bro? Because that exists in other sports like kickboxing. Like if you Google like the most hated man on the internet right now, Andrew Tate, he's a kickboxing champion of some league that we never heard of. Like, you see what I mean? Like, so now it's happening in boxes. Like, yo, these leagues are coming up and then some bum down the line is going to be like, yeah, I was the 4-time champion of
Who
the fuck is that?
I was world champion.
It's interesting. I'm very...
That's what I'm saying.
That's true,
I think
though.
It's a good note to end on, boys.
Honestly, it's true. No, one thing we do have to end up on.
And I'm joking.
One thing we do have to...
He just keeps talking. I'm joking.
What? Don't you want to...
your French fries?
Raise up your drink. This is what we're going to end up on. 7-Up.
Hold on, wait.
To you by...
They should sponsor us, though.
Liverpool.
Oh, safe, man. I'm good.
No, wait. No, wait. In Ali's mind, this is a touchdown. It's a touchdown, bro. It's a touchdown.
Dumbass nigga. He see me in bad games. Touchdown is 6 points. Bro, how many times am I going to tell you?
Hey, you guys. Oh, yeah. You guys miss all your kicks. That's why. You guys miss all your kicks.
Oh, he's sitting back down now. Yo, he didn't even clock. He's thinking, why am I talking about 7-Up? I see Liverpool.
Yeah.
Bro, what happened? 7 goals against Liverpool.
Listen, I remember that day Ali was like, yo, man, you might not play, man. It's a good game. You should slap it. And then I looked at the scoreline before. This is almost what I would do, bro. I checked the scoreline. I was like, 2-0. Give me about 20 minutes. I had a task to do. Anyway, I was like, the game ain't 2.
Bro, it was 4-0. I went to the bath. So I was like, it's done. Mum, I see messages pop up. Oh my God. Oh my God.
No,
oh
I know. The group chat and Sabir in the group chat is going, he's like, 6!
We want 7. Suddenly 7. Bro, I think, you know, 7, I think that's the worst defeat in Premier League history.
It is the worst defeat.
I think that's worse. Because 8-2, I can't lie. Look at the Arsenal team sheet that day, bro. They had some, they had like Carl Jenkinson playing.
We had so many injuries. We had a B squad on. There was so many things wrong with that game.
Is less goal difference?
It is.
Bro, I can't lie.
And at least we had some consolation goals.
And deep where Liverpool are in the league compared to where United are, and you've literally just won a trophy.
Oh, yeah, it's the fact that Man United were saying, we've got a league winning side.
Going for a title, is it?
Bro, title charge, Europa League that's charge. Bad. Just won the Carabao Cup. That's Man United are back. Eric Ten Hag's new era.
What is he cooking?
And then 7-0.
Brother, you were talking about the wrong 007, bro. You're talking about Mudrik. You need to worry about your own 7.
Hey, to be fair, Mudrik is still getting that 007, though. We ain't forgetting about Potter
that. Potter knows what he's doing, bro. Let him cook. Bro, I was holding him on 006. He's not going to play for the rest of the season.
Don't let me get started on Chelsea, bro.
Anyway, guys.
Thank you very much. These guys have been cunts, bullying. Oh. I need an anti-helpline.
Careful, might get flagged up. No, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next week.